Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and today I am a spiritual warrior, and I am in the process of starting a spiritual revolution based on love. I think it's well timed, and it's time is now. You know, the topic of today's show is love is the reason for the season. Well, we can look around and see that love is so needed here on planet Earth, in America, and in the world. So we're going to start a spiritual revolution starting today based on love that we're going to take around the universe. So before we get started, let's do prayer, and let's ask the Creator to bring in his energy and bring in his power. And my goal in every show is just to be a vessel and allow the energy and will allow God's word to flow through me and to be able to bring you a message of hope and a message of understanding and well-being. The Holistic Ministry is a spirit-based ministry. We have a metaphysical base, and we do not believe in dogma here. We accept and bring people of all religions and all segments of society together to bring about truth and knowledge. So that's what this ministry is about, okay? Before we get started, let's do prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for giving us life this morning. We thank you for blowing breath in our bodies to be able to get up and to start moving around and doing what we need to do. We know it's only through your grace that we have another day of life. So we just give honor and thanks and praise to you, God. We come in open hearts, open minds, open spirits to be open and receptive to the words that will be shared today. We thank you, God, for allowing us to use this vehicle, this process of bringing forth knowledge and wisdom. And we ask you, God, just to continue to give us understanding and give us understanding and comprehension of what it is that we are experiencing today. There's a lot happening today, God, and we know that you're in charge and you are in charge of the universe. So give us the wisdom to understand that we may not be aware and conscious of all that's happening, but you are in charge and everything truly is in divine order. Even if we don't understand it, we know there's a divine purpose for everything, and we know that you're working it out, and we know that things are shifting and changing, and we accept that, and we go in knowing that better days are coming. So we thank you, God, for giving us insight to be able to bring about change and to be part of the change, and we know that you will constantly bring us into a state of awareness and consciousness. So we pray today for wisdom and knowledge. Pray today for our physical and mental bodies. We pray for our temples, that they're strong and that they're healthy, and that you will continue to protect us and keep us in your white light of protection as we go about this day and that we go about this week, that you will be with us and guide us and give us full understanding and full awareness. We pray, beloved God, for peace and love on planet Earth. You know the conditions. You know what's going on, God. But we just pray that you show grace and mercy to those who are most needed. And we thank you, God, for being there and unfolding. We know, God, that things are being unfolded and uncovered, and you're bringing about the light. So we are so grateful, and we are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, we've had a heck of a week, huh? A lot going on out here on the around us, and that a lot of things are happening, and we are seeing things being unfold, and we are seeing things being uncovered like we never before. You know, if there was ever time for more love, it is now, because we are seeing hate at its highest, but we are seeing compassion and love also, and love is most powerful. Love is the most powerful emotion, most powerful force on planet Earth. Okay? So be not disturbed, brothers and sisters, because love is in charge, and we're going to see and bring about love. You know, it doesn't take a lot of people to make a change. With the amount of people who are listening to this radio station today and listening, we can change the conditions of this whole entire planet just by utilizing the power of love to demonstrate it and show it in our daily lives and begin to become examples of love. We can make a difference, and that's what the aim is for us to do. Okay, so I truly do appreciate you, and again, I welcome you. All of my old listeners, I welcome you back. All of my new listeners, and for the first time, thank you for joining in. Thank you for being part of our show, and we do expect and would desire that you continue to listen. As I made a disclaimer in the first part of the show, this is a spiritual-based show, and we do use metaphysical principles, so this is not one of those gospel beat you up kind of shows. We don't do that. We don't, with no hell and fire and brimstone going on here. We're just going on truth. So there's no dogma involved. We want to be able to get to the pure essence of truth and knowledge and wisdom to be able to deal with that. Because see, one thing about religion in itself, religion put people in boxes, and we don't want you in a box. We want you to be able to step out. I don't want you to be free to be able to hear the truth and know the truth and not base it on some kind of dogma that man has created. Truth is knowledge that's been out through the universe. See, there's different forms of religion that's been around for a long time, but truth has been around forever. So we're going to deal with the truth here. I'm broadcasting today live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm getting a little hot here, but we love it. This is summertime, so this is what we do. So we're just grateful, and the weather's beautiful, and we're grateful to be here this day. And, you know, people, this subject about love, people, when I talk to people about love, I see their faces light up like Christmas trees. Everybody wants love. Everybody desires love. But most of us don't allow love to come into our lives. And there's many reasons for that to happen. But today we're going to unfold why you are not experiencing the love that you so think that you desire, and to show you how to utilize the power of love to bring more love in your life. And that's what this is all about, bringing more love in your life. You know, today is one of these days where we may get a little churchy, but that's okay. After all, it is a ministry. And so we want to make sure that you have a full understanding that of what we're doing here. And, you know, most of the time I'm pretty serious about talking about things based on just truth and a little science and everything mixed in together, but it is a ministry, so, and it's okay. So if you don't mind, today is going to be one of these days we're going to express a lot about the Creator and this thing called love, because God is love. If you're not aware that that's what God is, so let me, today before we get started, I want to read a verse in the Bible that really motivated me to share this subject with you. Then after I read it with you, I'm going to sort of break it down, because this is a really, really powerful chapter, beloved ones. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it goes like this. I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love. I'm a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and I understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove a mountain but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. If I give away all I have and deliver my body to be burnt, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is not insist on its own. Love is patience. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It is not resentful. It does not rejoice and wrongdoing, but rejoice in the truth. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Okay? Love is the greatest power in the universe. And that's the truth, beloved one. Love is the greatest in the universe. And that was from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So I would suggest that maybe you take time and you go read it for yourself again, because that's a very powerful thing. And now I'm going to break that down to you, because there's some things in here that's really life-changing and some really powerful stuff going on here. So let's start off here. It says, I speak in the tongue of men and not of angels, but have not love. I am a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. So what are they saying there? What they're saying is, regardless of how much you claim that you are full with God and you know the Spirit, and things you say, it means absolutely nothing if you do not share love with your brothers and sisters. Okay, beloved ones, do you understand that? So you can run around and profess that you are so aware and so conscious of all these things, and you know so much about what's going on in the universal and you spiritual, but yet you are not sharing your love and giving your love with your brothers and sisters. You have absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, before I go on, let me just break it in. Let me just share this with you, okay? 1 John 4:20 says, whoever claimed to love God yet hate his brothers and sisters is a lie. For whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Okay? That's deep, brothers and sisters, okay? So you're running around talking about you loving God, but yet you're not speaking to your brothers and sisters and family members. And I don't mean necessarily internal brothers and sisters, and I do believe that too, but just that we're all brothers and sisters. So when we have hate for someone else, then we are not demonstrating true love, okay? We are not demonstrating love at all, okay, when it comes down to it, all right? So we want to work on that. You need to go about being more lovable to all the people around, especially people in your family. It doesn't make sense that, you know, I heard so much about children, you know, upset with their parents, parents upset with their children. And I mean, sometimes these things, I have to understand that people do things and this is happening. But it's uncalled for, brothers and sisters. It's uncalled for that there's so much stuff going on in the structure of the family that we are so distant and so far apart. And we're claiming that we love them, but we're not demonstrating and showing that we are really a family. We're a family unit. And like I say, I'm not so much talking about just your structure, your family. I'm talking about the world family. Your brothers and sisters in the street, those are your family. That's part of your family too. We're all part of the human race. Okay, so don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that you're part of the human race. So we're gonna work on that part of our life. So let's go to the next section. And if I have prophetic power and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove a mountain but have not love, I have nothing. So again, brothers and sisters, if you're speaking about spiritual prophecy, or you're proclaiming that you can see into the future, or you claiming that you have full understanding of your spiritual awareness and you are spiritually conscious, and you claim that you have faith and belief, and you are doing these things, but you are not demonstrating true love in your heart, then you have nothing. That's what they're saying. So you have all this power, yes, but it's just talent. It's not really power. I mean, you're not really utilizing it to your highest good, and you're not practicing what you can do and what's really intended for that knowledge. So if you have knowledge to be intuitive, you have knowledge to be you understand spiritual law, then, beloved ones, you're held even more responsible than even the person who don't know, because you should be aware and conscious enough to understand that the universal law of attraction works all the time. So you need to put out what you're putting out there in order to get it back. Okay? So we're going to work on that. And those of us who say that we have these gifts and we can do all these things and we are in tune to spirit, and so we have responsibility to stand up and be more loving. Okay? If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burnt and not have love, I gain nothing. Oh, beloved, this is a big one here. In other words, beloved ones, you can give away everything you have. You know, you can go out and feed the hungry. You can and feed the hungry, and you can make physical sacrifices, give up your blood, sweat, and tears. But you don't, if you don't have a real purpose of what you're doing it for, and you're not demonstrating love, you're just doing it. Okay? There's no sincerity in it. So you can be, I think people should give. People should donate to causes that they believe in, and they should be able to do what they need to do to help the less fortunate. God knows that we have responsible, us who are blessed and have extra to give, and giving ain't necessarily mean money, but it means time and energy. And that's where you demonstrate more in your love, when you can give up your time and your energy to be able to do something. And, if you know, that's what you need to do. But you need to do it with love. You need to do it with love. If you're doing those things and you're still having conflict and not sharing your love and true love, then you're just doing something. Not that, hey, keep giving, and hopefully that your heart will change and you will begin to be more sincere and be loving toward people. Hey, you know, you think about when I say sharing your love and giving your time, I'm talking about people like Mother Teresa, who, you know, didn't ask for a dime, but she took care of thousands and thousands of children, held them, children with AIDS, children with all conditions. And she really gave of her filthy blood, but she gave and demonstrated true love. That's true love, beloved ones. That's unconditional love. That's the real deal there. That's what it really takes to take you to that next level. So let's go on and share a little bit more in this chapter. Love does not insist on its own. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. But, loved one, so if you are one who talks about love and you are not demonstrating true love, then you're just giving lip service. You know how people can see you and they don't even hardly even know you. And they say, oh, I love you. People tell you on the phone, I love you, and get off the phone and talk about you and disrespect you, but yet they tell you they love you. I know all of us know some people like that. Every time they say, I love you, brother, I love you, sister, and they don't bit more understand what they're saying. They're just speaking in words, which mean absolutely nothing. So when someone says that, you know, realize that it ain't necessarily mean that they really love you. That's just a quote that people use a lot to, I don't know why they do it, but they do it, and just to say things and I don't know, but people will say it and not even have it in their heart. But I want you to, beloved one, to wake up to that. If you ain't feeling it, it's no use to telling somebody you love them if you really don't love them, okay? You're not doing them no favor. And you're definitely not doing yourself no favor, okay? And because we should show love toward all humanity, but I understand that some people that you just don't feel that kind of vibe with, but you don't need to even go express that if that's not what you're really feeling. Be real with people, okay? Let's move on. It does not insist on its way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoice in the truth. Okay, brothers and sisters, it rejoices in the truth. Other words, if you are constantly in conflict with someone that you claim that you love them,
and you're treating them mean-spirited, then how can you say that you love them? Really, if you you're in conflict with someone all the time, day in and day out, is no way that you love them, because love does not allow us to be in conflict. You can have a disagreement, I'm not telling you that, but to be in constant conflict with someone, you are not showing or demonstrating love. And I want you to give to the point where you can give real love, beloved one. You can be true to yourself and true to others, okay? You need to be able to do that. So examine your relationships. If you are in a relationship and you and that person are constantly bickering with each other and having ill feelings and feeling mean-spirited to each other, you better not be around that person, because you're surely not demonstrating love and you're not giving love, because love doesn't operate in that way. So you need to be able to understand what love is, and that is not love when you're doing that, beloved ones, okay? Okay, let's move on. Love bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Love is the greatest power in the universe. Other words, beloved one, sharing love, it should be unconditional. This is the kind of love that God has for you, and that you should be able to share with humanity. You need to be able to have unconditional love, even with people that you are not close, or either not even in your family circle. And you know what it's going to take for you to get to that level? You have to start seeing God in other people just like you see God in yourself. Regardless of what someone looks like, regardless because of the color of their skin, the way they dress, the way they carry themselves, whatever gender they are, and whatever way they want to carry themselves in this day and time, we cannot be judges of that. We need to be able to see God in everyone. We need to be able to see God in every person, because he is in every person. You see, God gave each one of us the will, free will. I know you see people that are not acting very godly, but that is their responsibility. They are the ones that are going to have to pay for that. You are not responsible. It's not for you to judge about what other people are doing. It is your job to show love irregardless. I'm not telling no one to be a doormat, to, you know, let people mistreat you, love them, and allow them to be mistreated or mistreat you. I'm not telling you to do that. But I'm saying that you have to get to the point where you can see that God in that next person, just like you know that God is in you, if you believe that God is in you, okay? You have to become conscious of that, beloved one. You have to move forward with that, and you have to move in that energy, okay? So that's very important. Now let's talk a little bit about intimate love, you know, that emotional love between two people. Husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, people who say that they love each other intimately. See, that's one thing I say about intimate love. It's long time, it's challenging, and sometimes it's short-lived. And you know why that is? Because there's conditions attached to it. Too often when we say that we love people intimately, we love them based on our expectations of them, based on what it is that they do and how they're doing it, and when they stop doing it or change the way they're doing it, then all bets are off. Beloved ones, even if you are saying intimate love, if you do not have unconditional love with that person, more than likely it is not going to sustain itself, because you have to get to the point of unconditional love in order to be able to sustain a relationship, because there's somebody that's going to do something one day that's going to irritate you, and that love that you thought you had is going to not be there, and someone is going to walk away, do something crazy, say something crazy, and just get totally out of control. So you must learn to develop unconditional love, even with the people who your mates. You know, you can't change people. You have to accept them for who they are. If you got in a relationship with someone, don't think that you're going to come in and change them. And I know a lot of times people in the recesses of their mind, oh, I'll take this person on because I know I can get them to do what I want them to do later on. Or I know I can get them to be able to change their way and their position. No, beloved one, do not get in a relationship based on the fact that you think that you're going to change someone, okay? That is not your job to change someone. If you love someone, you love them where they at, okay? And one thing about intimate love, we have to have the ability to forgive because, like I say, somewhere, someday, somebody's going to do something that's going to really cause you to feel that if they don't deserve your love or that being with you because of what they have done for that day. And if you're willing to walk away from someone because of something like that, then you know that wasn't really unconditional love. Because like I said, if you got unconditional love, you forgive people for their small mistakes and you don't try to change them and you accept them for who they are and allow them to be. And hopefully they do the same for you. Because if you're giving it out, you should be getting it back. Okay? So we want to practice unconditional love is the highest state of love. That is the love that allows you to be able to have respect for your fellow human being and to be able to see God in someone else, regardless of who they are and what they look like. Because they are the same as you. The same God spirit that lives in someone else lives in you. And when you're disrespecting that person, you're really disrespecting God. You know, I don't know, many of you, we all probably been focused on the TV the last couple of weeks, and we have seen all these things that's been hating. We've been seeing how the way, you know, people in authority have treated people and misused people, and they just think that's okay. That's not okay. How can you do that? I know I think about one incident in particular that's really disturbing to me. It was in Boston the day when policeman knocked down a 75-year-old man, knocked him to the ground, and left him there to bleed. What is right with that, beloved ones? How can that be right? And then the day after that, the officers are charged. They go to the police, go to the court. Then there's 50, 60 police out there waving and clapping because they walk out of the courtroom. What's that all about? That is not love, beloved ones. That's hate. Okay? We need to change that situation. That's what I'm talking about, a spiritual revolution based on love. We need to be able to take away the hate that's going on and implement love in that by demonstrating our love toward each other. See, it's contagious. Love is contagious. If you start loving from where you are, you're going to affect someone else, okay? And it's going to happen. See, the law of love is part of the spiritual law, just like the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is that you get whatever you sent out. That's the law. It has nothing to do about anything other than that. That is universal law, that you get what you sent out. So, beloved ones, when you truly understand and need to and understand that, and we as a people, if we need to do that, then there would be no need for a criminal system. There would be no need for a lot of people want to defund the police department and do these kind of things. But until we get to the point where we truly understand and truly have love for each other and understand the law of attraction that whatever we send out come back, it's going to be very difficult to change those kind of systems. You see, when you have true love, when people have love, then they cannot be abusive to other people. There won't be abusive police and corrupt judges. Because they understand, they will have understanding that whatever they do to you is going to happen to them. You see, whatever you put out in the universe, beloved ones, I can't overemphasize this. Whatever you do to another person is going to fall back on you. And sometimes it even goes deeper than that. It falls back on your children and your children's children, okay? You look at the traditions of things that are happening, you can see in a lot of situations, people who are in power, leaders who are in power, If you think you're doing wrong and you think you're doing something, you think you're going to get away with it, you're not. You're not going to get away with it. Yeah, you may not be affected. You may keep living the life that you're living right now, and you keep living at this high level. But if it don't get you, it's going to get your children, your grandchildren, and go on. The universe works that way. That's the law, okay? So you need to come to the full understanding that you need to start giving love instead of hate. We can look at all kinds of conditions of families that were in power, and we can see what happened to their children. I'm not calling no name, but just look around and you can know what I'm talking about. We got to be able to understand that the universal law works. What you give out, you get back, okay? You got to take that seriously, beloved one. It's a necessity. It is not that difficult to show love to people. It's not that difficult to realize that someone else is a child of God just like you are. Okay, if you take time to realize that others are and deserve to be treated in the same manner that you are, then you'll understand that your life and their life are one, beloved ones. Their life and your life are one, okay? And I keep saying to you, I'm not telling you about the love thing that you think that you're just going to let people treat you in any kind of way. No. God ain't said nothing about that. Jesus ain't said nothing about that, that you let people do. But Jesus does say, hey, vengeance is mine. And he does say, judge not that you be judged, because he understands, or she understands, the universal God force understands that there's a system already in place to take care of people who abuse and take advantage of other people. It's called the law of attraction. It means that you don't have to worry about getting back, getting even, because the universal law will take care of that, beloved one. Don't spend your energy trying to get even with people about situations. Know that the universal God force and the universal law of attraction are going to take care of that for you, beloved one. You have to be able to do that, okay? Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about something that, and in order to really to experience love at one of its highest levels, and to really to be able to share love, is the fact is you have got to learn to love yourself. Let me tell you again. You have got to be able to love yourself. If you do not love yourself, how is it you're going to love someone else? You can't do it because you have no ground to even understand what love is all about if you don't love your own self. You don't love your own self, and you don't have love for things and people around you. You can't do it because you don't even understand what it is. And too often, we undeserving of love. Now, where did that come from? That could have came from your childhood. That could have came from some conditions, something that you've seen, something that you believe, your belief system, that you don't deserve and that you should not be loved. And so you want to treat people in the manner that you think that based on how you're feeling, not feeling loved and not feeling deserving. You cannot do that, beloved ones. We have to work on loving ourselves. And there are certain ways and certain things that you can do to be able to bring more love into your life. Even regardless of what happened in your childhood, what happened to you, you are now adults. So you have to take responsibility for your things. I don't know of anyone that I know that claimed they had a perfect childhood. Maybe in your neighborhood they did happen, but my neighborhood didn't grow up. We all grew up in some kind of dysfunctional situation, you know, whether you lived with your grandmother or somebody else raised you or you were in an adoptive family or something, we have a situation, but that's in your past. You chose that. You chose to come into this earth ring to have that situation so you could learn as a spirit to be able to grow. So let go of your past and begin to move forward and begin to change your destiny, by changing the way that you are feeling about yourself, beloved one. And that, like I said, those feelings are down on your subconscious mind. Many times you heard me speak about the subconscious mind. You heard me speak about things that that is needed to be spoken about. You need me talk about the things that you need to bring into your life in order to that happen to you and that make you feel the way that you feel, make you feel unworthy of what's going on, okay? But you need to be able to erase those old programs and be able to bring in new programs so you too can experience the power of love. It is so important, beloved ones. I cannot overexpress how important it is that we bring about love now. Because if we don't bring love into this planet, darkness is going to overcome. Evil is going to overcome. We see it. The beautiful thing about it is I know in my spirit, and I can see, and it's been shown, that there is a shift taking place in the world, and it's going to be okay. But we have to do our part to be able to bring about love. We have to do our part to bring about change, to be able to do these things. And we each have responsibility to be able to do those things. We have to begin to, if you are feeling you are not deserving of love, then you're going to have to work on you in order to be able to get that to that next level. You are going to have to be the one to bring about the change in your being and change your subconscious thinking. You're going to have to use the power of affirmations. The power of affirmations are very powerful, beloved ones. I cannot overstate that. But you have to do the affirmations. You have to be willing to do the work, okay? Because some of these feelings and emotions are so deep in your subconscious, you're not even aware. You're going around acting out of things and don't even know why you're doing it. And you're doing it because of what's happening in your subconscious thinking. That's why you're acting in the manner that you're having. But you can change it, beloved one. You can start doing affirmations, and it doesn't have to be something that's really long and profane. You just have to do it with consistency and do it on a regular basis. You can simply say, I am love. If you said, I am love, you know, a couple hundred times a day, or how many times you need to say it, it will begin to change the old program of that which you someone told you that you wouldn't deserve it. You can just simply say, I am love. You can say, I am constantly receiving love, and I'm constantly sharing love. Beloved one, this is so powerful. I am God, and I am an ambassador of God here on planet Earth. I am an ambassador of God here on planet Earth. And you are. That's why you're here. You came here to serve. You came here to serve the universal God force. And that's what he put you here, to be a service to other human beings. God works through you. God needs your hands. God needs your eyes. He needs you to be able to give and be able to do that. So, beloved ones, utilize that power of affirmation. If you know in your own being that you are not loving and you are not feeling love and you're not feeling that you have the power to love, then that's what you need to do. You need to be able to do that and bring about those things inside of you, beloved one. It is very, very important that you're able to do that and be able to work on that, okay? That is important. There is power in your tongue. There's power in your tongue. There's power in what you do. There's power in what you say to yourself every day. So if you're going to be saying things to yourself, then say good things. Begin to use your power to raise yourself up. Begin to use your power of your tongue to be able to bring life to a higher level. Okay? And now, there's other ways, too, that you can work on bringing love into your life. You can find someone who's in need. Going to help people who are less fortunate to you, showing random acts of kindness, being kind to people, sharing what you have with others, be helpful to others, and do things with people who are less fortunate than you will also bring you into an understanding of unconditional love. Because as you begin to help others and begin to demonstrate that, others begin to flow, other things begin to do flow into your life, begin to open up for your life. So every time you do an act of kindness or random, the universe look for a way to bring it back to you, okay? You need to do that, beloved one. And one thing that you need to understand, fully understand, when it comes down to love and giving love, love don't necessarily come back from the person you give it to. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to clearly understand that, because so often we show kindness, we be loving to people, and we think and we expect those people to be loving and kind back to us. It ain't necessarily going to be that way. And that's not the point of it, because love is a universal language. So if that person don't give it back to you, someone else is going to bring it back to you. Someone else is going to share it with you. Someone's going to give you love. Someone's going to give you, you give a smile, guess what? If you walk far enough and you see enough people, somebody's going to smile back at you. It's a universal thing, beloved one. So give love without expectations. Give, show kindness, give love to unconditional love, and knowing that the universe will give it back to you. You don't even have to expect it. You have no expectation. But if you are practicing unconditional love, you are going to get it back, because that's just the way it is. And, you know, I'm telling you these things about love because I've experienced them in my own life, and I know what I'm sharing with you work. It works all the time. That the more that you give of yourself, the more that you share of yourself, the more that you will get it back. Earlier, I spoke to you about Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was a prime case of love. Mother Teresa did so much to help people, less fortunate people, to be able to bring about change in their life and be able to bring about things in their lives that was for a higher state and a higher awareness. Mother Teresa was the epitome of love. Jesus was about love. Jesus' only thing he wanted to do was to serve humanity and to give and share knowledge and wisdom and knowledge and show love to his beloved brothers and sisters. Gandhi also was about love. He believed in love and believed in bringing love into the universe, and he did that for his people in India. But unfortunately, in love, a lot of times, those people who come into the earth plane to bring love are met with harsh and brutal ends, because here on planet Earth, it's a school, and a lot of people are not accepting and understanding what true love is all about. But we now have an opportunity to be able to shift and bring about these things, because there is a dimensional shift taking place, beloved one. For all of us who understand spiritual principle, you are beginning to move now from a three-dimensional dense being into a fifth dimension of higher consciousness. And all this stuff that is going on has to change in order for us to get to that level. And we have to do it through our consciousness of love and understanding. So it is so, so important. If you want to vibrate and move at a higher level, you have to understand that you have to move and get beyond this point, and you have to be able to share love. So we need to become lovers. All of us need to become lovers so we can conquer the haters, okay? We need to become, that's what conquering is. That's what conquering is. We need love to conquer hate, and it can. Love is so much more than hate, but hate seems to come out in such a thing that it touches our soul in such a way that we think that it is the way. There's nothing positive in love, in hate. So we need to be able to, every time you see a situation of hate or you find yourself in a situation where it's being, you implement love. You send love, you know, even if you're not there, just say, God, I send love to that person or to that situation to change it up. Okay, there's a Emmett Fox wrote a book called The Seven Golden Rules, and it'll teach you how to not allow yourself to get emotionally tied with situations, but how to send direct love to it. You may want to pick that book up. It's like about 8-9 pages, but it talks about how to be able to send love from a distance. and to be able to not let yourself get emotionally caught up in it, but to be able to send love and to be able to bring about a different result in situation. So, beloved ones, we really have a battle on our hands. There's situation taking place. And if we don't step up and begin to make a difference, we have no idea of where we're going to do. But I have faith and belief that there are changes taking place, and I have faith and belief that there are among us who are willing and ready to change. There's one among us are willing to join a spiritual revolution of love, begin to demonstrate love. And the more that we demonstrate it, we can change the situation, beloved one. And you can do it one person at a time. And that one person that's more important to do it is to do it with yourself. Learn to love yourself, because not loving yourself means that you can't love me. So if you're being destructive to yourself, and if you're abusing yourself, you're not taking care of yourself, you're allowing yourself to be mentally disarranged, you're not doing what you need to do, then that means that you're not caring and loving yourself. God gave you these beautiful bodies, which is now your temple. So you need to take care of them. You need to do what you need to do. You need to get your emotions in control, and you need to be able to become that which God wants you to become. Each one of us are gods and goddesses on planet Earth. God gave us that. And Jesus came to tell us about love. Jesus came to share love with us on planet. And not only Jesus, in every religion of the world, and I'm not a big fan of religions, but there's a thread that runs through all of them, and it's called love. Every book that has any philosophy about anything dealing on religion or any contents of spirituality talks about love, because all the prophets, all the chosen ones knew that love was the key to our survival and what we need to do in order to make it through this earthly realm and what we need to grow. You came here to have experiences, and you came here to be love and to be loving. So make it a daily practice to begin to use love affirmations. Make it a daily practice to go out of your way to be kind, to be loving. And then the more that you do it, the more that you share of yourself, you may not feel love at starting, but when you begin to share of yourself and by start being kind to people, start treating them in a proper perspective way, the way that you want to be treated, then you will begin to unfold as a spiritual being. And that love will begin to develop inside of you, where you can truly say that you are now loving yourself, because you are now able to have compassion and feeling and love for other people. You have to do that, beloved ones. We cannot stand for any more of what we are seeing now from the conditions of people being mistreated. And thank God that people are coming together and people are moving. It's so beautiful to see young, white, black, Chinese, Oriental people of all complex out doing what they need to do. Even in the case of with what's going on health-wise, people are willing to take the risk to go out there to make a change. They're willing to give of themselves to make a change. You see, because mostly it's being done by young folks. These are mostly indigo children, the children who have came here in order to be able to make a change, in order to be able to do what they need to do. They have no fear. They are not fearful, and they are going to make a change. And the beautiful thing, love is going to break out. When we come through this and get to the next side of the betterness of things and condition, you're going to be in another being, another dimension, because we're going to begin to see love break out. There is love taking place. There is a loving universe, and that we have the right to be able to do that. But it's going to take each one of us to stand up against those who are not haters. We cannot have that anymore, beloved ones. rise above that hate word. Rise above. I don't even like to even use it, really. Rise above that and begin to replace that with love. Begin to see love in everybody. Begin to understand that we all are children of God and that we're all connected. We are all in this together. And that when you're doing something ill wrong to another being, you're not loving God. You're not loving God when you're mistreating your brothers and sisters. You're not loving God. I don't care what you do. And we read about it. We talked about it. You can sit there and go and sit in church every day and all day and claim all these things about you holier than thou. But you're not loving people. You're mistreating people. And you're taking advantage of people and thinking that you're better than someone else just because of the conditions of life have offered you. And you're not demonstrating your concern and care about people. That's not love, beloved one. And we need that to change. We need to change that energy. And thank God we have the power to change it. But it's going to take a collective consciousness. It's going to take all of us working together to bring about that love, to bring about that change, to be able to bring about the change that we need to see. We can do this. We can do this if we have the will to do it. Now, that's the purpose that you're here. You came here to bring about love. Each one of us are here on planet Earth today are here because this is the time we're supposed to be here. And we need to demonstrate that we have compassion, have love to be able to help bring about change. We're going to see some things that's going to be mind-blowing. I mean, there's mind-blowing stuff going on now when you're looking at some of the things that's happening and you're looking around and say, did people really feel that way? Did people really treat people that way? Yes, beloved one. But thank God, the universal God force is uncovering all that stuff for us to be able to see. It's a reason that you're seeing all this stuff come together, because you have the power to bring in love now, to bring in change, to help bring about the change. That's why you're seeing it. That's why it's being unfolded, because you can do something about it one step at a time. And like I said, the first thing is begin to love yourself. That in itself will bring about change in the universe, because you'll be demonstrating love. You'll be sending out love vibrations. You'll feel good. You'll send out good energy. So anytime any one of us can send good energy to the universe, it's creating a balance of goodness. So when you're able to do that, and as you begin to love yourself, you will find yourself being able to have unconditional love for others, because you'll begin to see them just as you are. You begin to realize that you are one with that other soul, that other person on the planet, and that God put you here in order to be able to bring about love and compassion. So we thank you today that you have come and take the time out of your schedule today to listen, and hopefully that you will join me and others who are now moving in the way of love and moving toward a loving spiritual revolution to bring and spread love. That's what we should just be focused on, to bring love energy. When you see situations and that you cannot personally have anything to control it, just say, God, send love to that situation. God, give love to that situation. Make it better. Send your love and your power. Your words are powerful, beloved ones. You don't understand how powerful your tongue is. It's got you where you are today. So you need to understand that you have the power to make a difference. So, beloved ones, I thank you again for coming. I wish that, and I ask you to please come back. All these shows are archived, so you can share with your friends and family, even if they're not able to get on right now, that they can come back and listen to the show and be able to do it. So, gather up all your friends and family and say, hey, look, I heard this message about love today. It's not on the air now, but you can go back and listen. Just simply go to blogtalkradio.com/the Holistic Ministry. And you can always go back and listen to the archive show, because this is the beginning of a new thing, beloved one. We're going to go forward with love, knowing that love is the highest order and most powerful thing that we can use to help bring about change. And change we need. That song, More Love, What the World Needs Now is More Love, has never been more true than right now. What the world truly needs is more love. So we're going to close out. Go to my website, www.theholisticministry.com, and send me there's a section on there where you can send a message. Let me know what you think about today's message. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what do you like to hear about love, and what's your thoughts and feelings about the world conditions. And so we can come together and collaborate on how to bring about more love and more loving things. And we can do it together, beloved ones. So join me. So we're going to close out tonight and with a prayer, and be grateful that God gave us another opportunity. And I truly thank God for allowing me to be a vessel to be able to bring you this message today. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this day. We thank you for using your message, your voice. I truly thank you, God, for using me as a vessel today to be able to bring and deliver a message of love, knowing that it is so important that we bring about love this day and to continue to grow in love and continue to move in love and continue to understand the power of love. We know that we are loving beings, that we must wake up to the idea and the fact that we have the power to bring about that difference on the planet, God. Touch each one of these listeners out there today and let them know they have a power to make a difference, that they have a duty to make a difference, and that you will give them strength to be able to show and demonstrate love, and the beginning with themselves, beginning to look inside of themselves and begin to change that which is not satisfied with them, beginning them to understand that they deserve to be loved, that they are child of the most, that they are your children, and that they are one with you, and that you are in them just like the wave is in the ocean. God is part, we understand that you are part of us in everything that we do, where our spirit is a direct image of you, God, and we will understand and know that we are part of the source, we are part of the solution, that we can bring about a change, and that you're going to utilize each one of us to bring about a change in this day and time. And we thank you, God, to the Most High. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. So thank you, beloved ones, again for joining me. And look forward to seeing you next week. Love, peace, and true understanding. And much wisdom to you. Have a wonderful week.